Are you looking for relief from stress, anxiety, or pain? If so, you may want to consider trying CBD. CBD is a natural compound found in the hemp plant that has been shown to have a variety of health benefits. CBD can help relax your mind and body, reduce inflammation, and improve sleep. It is also non-addictive and has no known side effects. If you're interested in trying CBD, check out our website at www.hypnotizeme.com. And remember, if you're not hypnotized, then you're not doing it right. That's hypnotizeme.com, www.hypnotizeme.com for our high-quality CBD products and drinks. Hypnotize Me, a sponsor of the Boss Fest podcast.
It seemed like everybody want to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss card. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. They ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T. Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another edition of the Boss Fest Podcast. How y'all doing out there today?
Hello, hello.
Y'all know always sitting beside me is my lovely wife, Edwina. And we back again with another hot topic. Give you something good. How you doing today, babe?
I'm doing good.
Anything special going on?
No, I can't think of anything special going on. I feel like there has been a lot going on, and I feel like we've been hidden for a while, like kind of almost like in a quiet girl season, but today, this week, it feels like things are starting to calm down. So I can't think of anything really going on.
I got you. Well, before we get started, shout out to the sponsors. Hypnotize Me. If you ain't been hypnotized, we got the new juices out, new drinks. We in the area. DM me if you want some of the product. I'm even working on my shipping again. Website is down. Construction. Well, y'all wasn't buying nothing from the website anyway. So we going back to the basics. We ground rooting again. So Hypnotize Me. We back on the map. Get you some of those flavors. But today's topic we got on the book today, it's going to be a good one. I think it's going to challenge people a little bit. So I'm excited for it. And topic is, are you in love with the illusion of success? It was a topic, you know, me and my wife, you know, we kind of put out there in our think tank and like, hey, sometimes when we out here in the world, whether it's in business, whether it's in life, whatever it is the illusion of the success really all we shooting for? Or is that what motivates us, or is it the grind itself? But I ain't going to speak for her.
I mean, you don't have to speak for me, but I really just want to know your thoughts on this. Because as we've been going through this entrepreneur journey, a lot of it has been driven by like what I wanted or what's like my initiative was to like really start this thing, and then you kind of like joined in. So, hey. So I want to know, are you in love with the illusion of success? What makes you continue to do this?
Oh, no, that's just, you went straight into entrepreneurship. So for me, the illusion of success in entrepreneurship, I never had a illusion of entrepreneurship. So let's start there. So when we started this journey, this was, like you said, you stepping out there, and I have gravitated and started to see it, but that's just like how anyone grows and get better. As you are, as you are advancing yourself and you're around certain people, even people you've been with for a long time, if you see them making better moves, it just challenges you to do better. So for me, I didn't have an illusion of what entrepreneurship even meant for me, and I'm still learning and developing, if that answers your question.
I don't know if it necessarily really answered my question. So for me, when I decided that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, I'll say it wasn't about the success. For me, it was about the freedom. Like, I saw not having to, you know, like put in my request for PTO, and coming from a job where I was working at that job for like 15 or 16 years. And I felt like I was always on call. Not that you get more time to yourself as an entrepreneur, but I just felt like I wasn't tied to someone else's business. Like my success meant it would be my success, not the success that I'm building for someone else. So that's really what drove me for entrepreneurship. And then you kind of followed along. But I definitely think sometimes, full transparency, sometimes when we're doing this, I feel like a lot of groundwork to be successful when you're in business. And sometimes it feels like I don't want to mess with it while we're at the ground level, you know what I'm saying? While we're doing the grunt work and you got to, you know, put in the long hours or the long nights. But when it's the glitz and glamour and it's time to be on stage and get your congratulations, that's when it's like, all right, I'm going to show up and I'm with it now. So that's why I'm asking, you know, are you in love with the illusion? Because I'm just telling you from my perspective and asking you, you know, what your real thoughts are.
Why is this at me?
I mean, the topic is...
It was a topic. It wasn't about
it
Kevin.
It is a topic. So
I'm going to pull in that wiener and say, I ain't going that route with you today. So
you don't have to go that route. But what I'm saying is in my perspective. So if I make it about me and I'm saying my relationship to what entrepreneurship is, and then the people that I have around me, you happen to be one of those people that happen to be around me. So I'm just telling you what my thoughts are and asking you, are like my perception. My perception correct? Is that the truth, or, you know, do I have that? I have it wrong.
I think you're going to believe whatever perception you want. For me, when I looked at this topic, I looked at it beyond just entrepreneurship.
It can be beyond entrepreneurship, but we're talking about entrepreneurship right now.
I got it. So I'm going to skip over that.
You going to plead the fifth?
Listen, because this story is still unwritten. And for me, I believe that I didn't have an illusion of what it meant to be an entrepreneur. So for me to say, the whole thing is the illusion.
You didn't have an illusion, or you didn't have a vision of what it meant to be an entrepreneur?
A vision, an illusion, a dream. I wasn't MLK. This wasn't my journey. So to now to have it put upon me, and now I can start to see, I'm like, okay, I see now why people can choose this path. But that wasn't my journey. For me, illusion of success is defined in different ways. If I think about relationships, if I think about, you know, and I'll put it to, I'll go a little bit off base with this one.
Yeah, because you don't want to smoke.
I don't know why I had to get attacked. If I say something to you in this podcast, and I'm like, hey,
I'm going to take this smoke. You know, I'm with all the smoke today.
Now you with the smoke. When
I woke up and I chose violence. Let's go. I'm just asking you questions and you don't want to answer them. But go ahead. Let's go left.
I'm not going to fight with you today, woman. I do not need that energy in my world. Not doing it. But honestly, I think it's however you define success. The key words in that is illusion and success. It's a dream. It's a vision. What do you see as being successful? And depending upon what it is in your life, whether it's business, whether it's relationship, whether it's kids, family, certain people's illusion of success may not look the same to other people. And I think that's where we are with this process. And I'll give an example.
I mean, I think that's everything. Like, somebody could be looking at us right now saying, man, they seem very successful. Like, they're doing this Boss Fest and they on platforms and they bringing people in. Like, that looks like success. And us, we're looking at people like David Shands or, you know, Brandon Shot Me and thinking that is our vision of success. Meanwhile, they're looking at Grant Cardone's and they're seeing that version. It's all in like what your connections are and what you see. So yeah, I definitely think it's different in different people's eyes.
Right. But at first you got to get to that place of what it is that success looks like and what it really feels to you. When we look on social media all the time, we think about things that we think successful. Rappers, athletes and stuff. We normally see the houses, the cars, the attention, the fame, and that's what we gravitate to. So when you talk about...
But that's some people. That's not everybody. So some people think that's success, and then other people may think that's just an illusion. Because everybody who have a car ain't successful. Some of those people rent cars.
It works because the same tactics keep being deployed. Even people who are successful use those same tactics to entice people to build themselves up. So let's think about it. If your favorite, ain't nobody around here, everybody know that Warren Buffett is one of the most richest men in the world. Ain't nobody seeing Warren Buffett in these exotic cars. He drive the same old Cadillac that he been driving since the early 2000s. So you don't see that, even though you know he's successful, do you really see that as your illusion of success versus somebody like this rapper that just got a deal, that only got 100,000, but he wearing all the diamond chains. He got the grilled out ice, the diamonds. Everybody's gravitating to him. That version of success looks more appealing to people, and it works. So I think it's one of those factors that we all got to think about. Like, man, what is success truly is for us, and what is that illusion? How do it really appeal to us? Maybe everybody calling your name when you walk out in public, maybe that's the success version.
I think you're talking about two different people, so it's hard for me to get on board with what you're saying. So let's just say, like, Boss Man D-Lo just, like, is really blowing up now, and the kids are like, ooh, Boss Man D-Lo, and, you know, we got the chains and the cars, whatever. And then they're gravitating, as you would say, to that. But I think there's a whole generation or a set of people who are looking at the Warren Buffetts and say, that's my version of what success looks like. So I think you're touching two different audiences, and that's the problem. Like, maybe there's a generation gap, or maybe there's just people doing different things that are looking at certain people a different type of way. I don't look at the rapper and say, oh man, that looks successful. Like, I want to be that. That's not what I gravitate to. So
I just gave an example.
I know, but you're just generalizing. And I'm just saying, I think it's still two different categories, and people in certain like areas in their life look at different people different ways.
I don't think so. I think it's how we view success. And before growing up, how do you view success?
So what you're saying is you think people view success as shiny toys and things, and they look at that and they say that's success, and they don't have the ability to look further than that.
If we had the ability to look further than that, then drug dealers wouldn't still be appealing. That energy,
but
that
people still want the drugs, so
that doesn't mean nothing about that. That has nothing to do with the drug addicts. I'm talking about the illusion of the dope boy, right? The chains, the cars.
But who is still like...
Go ahead. Who is what?
Still looking at the dope boy like, ooh, I want to be you.
What makes you think people still ain't looking at the image of the dope boy and thinking that, oh man, that's what I want? Not necessarily that I want to sell drugs, but I said that illusion of the dope boy.
Okay. Let me read this comment real quick. It says, I think success means different things to different people, depending on their mentality and their status. So that's exactly what I was trying to say.
Socionomical status.
I'm glad you said it.
Got it. Just want to make sure we put it out there, let Mr. Donald know that we can read a little bit.
Yes, but he at home, you know, where he could get spell check and all kind of stuff.
He wrote that off the dome.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did.
So if that imagery wasn't powerful, if it didn't work, those things still wouldn't be a factor today in modern time. Like, there are people who are truly successful, but they still mimic dope boy energy.
Yes.
But why? Why not define what you're saying, especially in our communities? White people don't mimic that type of energy to show success. They look plain as hell, but it's like, all right, man, my success is defined by this.
I just feel like you're doing a lot of generalizing, because there are white people that listen to hip hop and do wear chains and like cars. But why are we just now saying like success got to be shiny dope boy? I just don't agree with it.
Nobody's telling you had to agree. I'm just telling
I understand. I'm just saying, I just feel like you're just very far left. I definitely think success. I'm telling you what I think. You mad?
You mad? I just want you to put some facts behind it. Something tangible.
Not putting any facts behind it. Why do I need to? You're telling me that everybody walk out their house and they be like, ooh, shiny chain. Like, I'm gonna follow you because you successful.
Okay.
That's how I hear it.
I know, because it's me saying it. Let somebody else say the exact same thing I'm saying.
And I'm going to say you're smart.
And you're going to just be all over. Like,
you
oh
in your
God,
feelings. You don't have to be in your feelings.
You came out attacking me on the show on some other stuff. And now I'm like, man.
But you didn't even address what I was attacking you on. So it don't even matter. Like, I asked you what your illusion of success based on like the vision. So like being an entrepreneur.
Based on a defined vision. So if I'm looking at my illusion of success, I think what we have built as a husband and a wife is a great vision of success.
But that's to you, because it doesn't feel successful to me. So there's a difference. See? So if you want to, let's take it on a personal level. You open that door.
I'll open that door. Go ahead.
People can look at the house and the car and they can say, you know what? I feel like they've built a very successful personal life. And to me, that's not what success looks like. I could get a car, I could get a house on my own. That doesn't make us successful as a couple. You know what I see success as a couple? When I see a couple truly like caring and understanding each other, really wanting to spend time together. And I don't feel like, as far as like, I guess you'd say personal things are just tangible, house, car, whatever, shiny necklace, big ring. Those things don't matter as much as far as the love and the care in the home. So it's all in the perspective. Since you opened up the personal door, I don't look at it like, ah, man, we're super successful, while some people may.
I hear you. What changed? Because you did used to see that as success.
No, you think I used to see that as success.
So we wasn't striving for the same things together, and now that's not. That's
no, so what happened was, as I got older, my idea of success changed, which is still the whole point of what I'm trying to say.
So I said, what changed? Nothing changed. Then all of a sudden, as I got older, something changed.
So listen, I told you I want all the smoke.
That's why.
So you feel some type of way. So as long as you understand right now in your feelings, when you coming for me.
There are no feelings.
No, it was said best on Housewives. Don't come for me unless I sent for you. Because when I come for you, your feelings going to be hurt.
Why has it got to be feelings hurt?
Because you have feelings and they be hurt. That's why.
See, women.
It's not women. Men try to mask that they don't have feelings when you're very sensitive.
Nobody's
so all I'm saying is when I hit that core and your feelings is hurt, Don't be mad at me for a week.
Why would you intentionally try to hit someone's core? Why would you intentionally try to attack someone? That's what I'm saying when I say women. Like, why attack?
I don't think that's a women thing either.
Okay.
I don't think it's just women.
Which
that
is why men suppressing all their emotions and feelings and don't talk to them.
Really just going so far off base. But
yeah, man,
I don't think
it's the illusion of success thing.
Not a woman thing that just come for your feelings. What I'm telling you is I'm going to do it inadvertently. I'm going to do it. I'm not speaking for all women. Inadvertently, I said.
Intentionally.
Inadvertently.
Okay.
Sometimes intentionally.
You just gave me a whole example about somebody coming for you, don't send for me, whatever crap.
Right, but what I'm saying is I'm going to feel like, dang, man, he a little smart. And I'm not going to necessarily mean what happens, but it's going to happen. And I'm just preparing you because that's just what it is.
I didn't think I've done anything that deserves violence, but apparently in your mind, I'm stepping on violence right now, and it's about to occur. So I'm going to go back and allow you to continue going through.
So we're going to backtrack. Go so ahead. What you asked me was, where did I feel like our personal lives took a change and success looked different? There was a point maybe in our lives, maybe early 20s or so, where it was like we felt like we had to have things and we were striving for things. And maybe that's what it was like about. We're talking. It made me laugh. So we're talking about like, hey, we need a big TV. We need a big house. We need that. And it's like once you achieve that and those things don't bring you happiness or don't change your perspective, you start understanding that those aren't things that bring me happiness. Those also aren't things that create success. So maybe somewhere in that shift or in that age and gaining that wisdom is what changed my outlook on it.
I got it. So something changed. So what we thought was success or how we viewed success, it slowly changed for me.
I don't know about we, but I am me. Yes.
Okay. So you, because I can't.
I don't know if your vision of success changed from like getting those things. So I just don't want to speak for you.
I don't even try to mimic any of that stuff. But before, that used to be my vision of success. The dope boy, the cars, the change, the energy from women, how dudes want to just hang around them all the time. And just, you know, it's just that magnetic gravitation. And to me, that used to be a look appealing. Then something changed. I started to look at the dope boy. Like, damn, you still doing the exact same thing? Ain't nothing changed? There was an evolution.
I feel like there must be like a particular dope boy that you've just followed throughout your life.
Because I think any person that's still doing the exact same hustle they were
doing. I've just never found the dope boy appeal. Like, it's just never been appealing to me. So
I hear you. It's never been appealing to you. What we're talking about is the illusion of what success seems to look like. And for a lot of people, how they look, not saying what they do, but how they look and how people gravitate towards them can be like a scene as now, a vision of success.
So that's
that
part,
that's all I was trying to say.
You were saying it kind of weirdly, but I will agree with you on that point. I definitely see a lot of people in business just in our local area that may look the part or appear some in some cases that there's a lot of motion. And a lot of people do gravitate towards them. There's like a lot of social media behind whatever it is they're doing and rah, rah, rah. But if you uncover that and unfold some of the layers of what business really is, it's not a lot of business. It's just a lot of fluff. And it's almost like the same conversation where you're talking about like the popular kids club.
Right. But it's almost like fake it till you make it, possibly.
Except for I'm not sure if people are always trying to make it or if that's their way to, I guess, still be relevant.
Ooh, relevant. That's a nice word, relevant. So not necessarily the illusion of success, but the illusion of being relevant.
It's almost
'cause I see a lot of that in business.
Yes. So it's almost like, I guess I have to be this person. I can't ever like fall back. It's like you can't be yourself sometimes. And for me, I think with trying to put like a persona out there on social media or just trying to portray whatever it may be, it gets exhausting. So sometimes I have to fall back because, I mean, I can only be me. And sometimes I'm not going to say the right thing. I'm not going to do the right thing. And I just have to be me in this instead of feeling like I have to be the person that people may think I am.
What do you think people think you are?
It's all in the moment they catch me. So the closer you are to me as a person, the more you understand and I can be myself. But when you're talking about like a thing like Boss Fest and you get on the stage and people may not know who you are, but they see you in moments. And I think that goes back to like the illusion of success. Because people may think, man, okay, they have a successful business. They're able to do this and put this on and get, you know, like gyms. So then you feel like, okay, I always have to be like in this business mindset and, you know, like be making this motion. And I'm not really that person. I'm more like a like chill kind of vibe. I ain't really trying to be a nobody face type of person. It's a different, I'm just different, I guess. That makes sense?
I don't really know. Like, I want to chime in and like, ooh, yeah, that, but I don't know.
If I lost you?
You did. Like, okay. And you bring up Boss Fest, and the point you say with that is that we're creating an event that creates, has energy, that has the potential to elevate and get people to that next step and things of that nature, which all of that is true. But for me, when I talk about our personal success leading up to that, like if we didn't achieve something in our personal stuff within our regular lives, then we wouldn't be in the position to say, all right, now we're trying to create something in this entrepreneur space. So I just don't want to devalue that the way it seems like you doing right now.
I'm not necessarily, I'm not devaluing what we've created in our personal life. We have worked hard to have the things that we have. And anybody that knows us, like, has known us through the years. I mean, we went from sleeping on a floor and a mattress to what we have now. But what I'm saying is that's just not my level of success. And I think with anyone, like, once you reach a certain level, you should always, like, move the mark. So to me, I guess that's just what I've done is move the mark. Like, okay, you can have a house. Okay, you can have a car. But everybody could get that. Like, what's next? What's the next thing? And when we didn't have those things, I believe that that's what success looked like to us. It's just, that's not me anymore.
I get it. We're now in a different place, and that's okay. But what I'm saying is, like, you try to make it feel like I don't see something bigger or better than this. I know that this was, like, if you think about our lives, that is what you would call, quote unquote, the American dream. Right.
Is it?
In a Black household? Absolutely. The lives that we live, if you think about it, two-parent household, handling a business, Black community, been together 20-plus years, like, we are enigmas. And I'm not saying that to be like, oh, bragging, but those things wasn't like that during that period. Now you start to see more of Black men saying, all right, man, I'm not going to let this energy that used to surround us stop me from being the king I need to be for my queen and all that stuff. And you see more and more people trying to step up. Well, for a minute, they're like, relationships like ours, those long committed ones, like that wasn't a reality. And now we're to a point where that doesn't look like much to us. And we're trying to figure out the next play, which is why we're traveling the way we're doing. We're trying to expand into entrepreneurship. We're trying to figure out the next play. You're moving a little faster than me. And I know that's probably irritating you because I'm not moving as fast as you, but you started this process. I'm now saying, all right, let me get on board. Let me make some moves. I now see it. So you're helping me to see the vision. Do I see it all? No, because I see the struggle, and the struggle isn't a pretty vision. I'm ready to diddy bop.
So, it's not funny. So when we were back, let's just say sleeping on a couch. So let's compare the two. We were sleeping on the floor on a mattress. What was your vision of success then? It was having a house and all of that?
To get off the floor and the mattress, to get a bed. I take steps. I wasn't like, ooh, let me get a house and three cars. It was, man, we sleeping on the floor. My vision of success after this moment is to get a bed, to have furniture, to get out of the apartment, to stop renting.
So basically, you don't have the ability to dream big. Because what I'm saying is there are certain times where people dream and they say, man, like, if I make it to this level, I'm going to feel like I won. Like, looking at my situation now, if I could just touch this, then I'm going to feel like I really made it. But what you're telling me is you don't have the ability to have, like, a big dream and say, okay, if I make this, then that's success for me?
Depends. So, to answer your question, I think it all goes back to your foundation, right? So for me, success, when I was a teenager, my success was being alive to see my 20. That would have been successful for me then. We lived in an area where gangs was crazy, everybody dying. every homeboy that I grew up on the block in Arkansas, out of all those cats, it might be three of us that's still alive. And that's because our parents moved away from the area, which is a sad thing in itself. But to me at that time, staying alive would have been success. So I come from a more practical place of like, man, I'm just happy for the little things that God gave me. So I don't have to try to be the Jeffersons or the Banks. That wasn't my vision. My vision was just to be the Winslows. To me, that's successful. And a lot of people think that vision is success. And other people may think that vision is trash. But it's just me.
I don't really feel like you answered the question. You did a lot of talking, but it wasn't really answering the question.
What question you wish me to answer?
So what I'm saying is a long-term vision. So when you were in Arkansas and you were dodging bullets and blah, 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 you never said, when I grow up, I want to have this.
No, I never thought I would be alive.
All right, so now fast forward, and you're in your 20s, and you're not dodging bullets. You never said, hey, when I like graduate college or when I get a job, I want to have this.
No. Only thing I said is I want to be happy. I never had a vision of
right. So you don't have a big dream.
I didn't have a big dream.
And you don't have a big dream now.
I feel like I'm in my big dream and I'm trying to make it bigger.
Well, what is the bigger then? What does bigger mean to you?
Bigger means success. Kids graduating. We getting them to be the adults, able-bodied.
No, that's today. What I'm telling you,
well, that's one child.
Is dream. So take yourself and think about where you want to be in 5 to 8 years from right now today. What does that look like to you? What does success look like for you 5 to 8 years from now?
Financially stable, able to do and move the way I want to move, whether that's through entrepreneurship or through someone's employment. But being able to have the funds to do the things I want to do. For me, I don't need to take 1,000 vacations. And I felt like I've built my corporate life into a way that's now more conducive to actually being able to live and enjoy life a little bit better. So I want to expand upon that. Do I have a vision of being my own boss? No, but I do have a vision of you being your own boss and me doing what I need to do to hold it down. So that way, when you at that level of success, you're like, all right, man, this is it. And I can say, okay, now I can take my foot off of this, or I can step out of that safe zone and start playing more into that danger zone. Because there's a lot of people in my mind who played in that danger zone too fast and they can't recover. They family struggling. And I hear all the time, like, man, I was one bad play away from either greatness or darkness. Like, and for me, that's scary. So I don't like playing now.
So I don't think you really said anything that was a big dream. I really just think you kind of elaborated on what you want.
What's your big dream? So that way I get an example.
I don't have to give you an example, but what I want to say to you is maybe that's why you feel so stuck, because you don't know.
I don't feel stuck. Don't define me. You think that.
I'm sorry. You're right. Maybe that's why I think you're so stuck.
Maybe you're stuck and you're trying to place that upon me. I feel like we're moving.
Where are we moving? Because you don't have like a definitive like end goal. There's no, hey, where I want to see myself. What you're saying is I want to see myself in this same place. You're like, I want to work a 9 to 5 and I don't want to answer to someone and I want to be financially stable. Like, that's what tomorrow or next month when I ask you 5 or 8 years, like people, especially entrepreneurs, like literally, I personally think we dream big.
You're talking about 1%. Entrepreneurs equal 1%. 1%. 1%. So the other 99% think like me, but the 1% that think like you, y'all got it right, and the other 99% got it wrong.
I'm not saying that we have it right, but what I'm saying is when you go to achieve something, you typically see, like, let's just say when you start a job and you're like, man, I started this job, I think this company going to be good. One day I see myself being the boss. I can't wait to be the boss. And you start envisioning that, and then you work towards that, and you say, man, like, I'm going to do everything I can so that I'm the next boss. You ask, how do I get the job? Who can I train under? What do you need me to do? Like, those things. But what you're saying is you have no dream of what's next. You didn't say, hey, I don't, like, maybe you don't want to be an entrepreneur, but I want to be, you know, a leader in my company. I want to be the district person in my company. You didn't say that. So what's your next level up? Or do you, are you just completely comfortable in this spot? So you're telling me that you have no vision of success. You can talk about other people's illusion, but people come up with an illusion of success because that's what they envision for themselves. Like, man, one day I want to have what this person has, and they follow what they think that illusion is. But if you have no vision, then why knock other people's illusion? Because that's all we're doing is trying to be like, man, you know, if I think this person is successful and maybe I can follow something like them, then I can create that same type of success. Like, when I see a person in the business and I'm like, man, they seem very successful. They know how to talk. They can speak in front of people. How do I get like them? And in my mind, I have this illusion of how they behave and how they dress and whatever. And you start to mimic that. And maybe it helps you step up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Now I want to, you know, speak in front of the people and be like them. But what I'm asking you is, what's your vision? If you have no vision, how can you knock someone else in their illusion?
I'm not trying to knock them.
But you are. You're making fun of the people about, like, following the dope boys or whatever, but at least they got a vision.
We said the illusion of success. How do we think success looks like? And I said, that imagery that they project is how a lot of people think success would feel like. And for most parts, it appears that that's the case. And all I'm saying is that's the illusion of it. Is it really successful? We all know most dope boys don't make it out the game, or they less than, and they find themselves in worse situations than.
I don't know any dope boys, but the ones I seen on the movies, like, they make it places. So, I mean, I don't know. You keep going back to this dope boy. I've never known a real life dope boy.
I can't combat what you do not know. So I'll leave that alone.
I mean, maybe, you know, like, everybody, maybe the chat knows some dope boys and they can, like, I just feel like whatever that dope boy thing is for you, like, that's, like, really serious. That's what I'm asking you. Like, outside of the dope boy, like, what does it look like for you?
Right. I tried to tell you what I think we built and now successful, and you shot that down like, that ain't shit. I'm like, you know how many people would kill to achieve what we have done? How we fought for it? And
right. I'm not saying it's not shit. What I'm saying is we've done that. So now I move the mark. That was success to us when we were 20s. Now it's time to go after something else. I keep dreaming. So for me, when it's like, all right, I'm close to the goal mark, I have a bigger dream. I can't stop it. It just happens. So now I instantly want something more. For me, what I want to be doing is running my own business. I don't want to answer to someone. I don't want to ask for PTO. I don't know. Just the type of business.
I'm asking, like, you sitting here telling me I have no vision. I have no dream, but what all you saying is, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to run a business. I want to be my own boss. What business? That don't seem like anything tangible to me. And if so, you tell that to anyone that's successful, I believe they will repeat the same words like, okay, so what is you want to do? What is it that you want to do that puts you in this position of great and higher success that's now eclipsing what we're doing now? What is it? Everybody should ask themselves that question. I think a lot of people make that exact same statement you just did. I want to be my own boss. I want to be successful. I want to be doing this. I want to be doing that. Okay, what is it you're going to do? What is your plan? What is your steps to achieve that? And are you doing the steps? Are you taking the steps to achieve that goal?
I I know you feel like you hit one right there. But the reason why I said that I want to be my own boss and I want to be successful, because I'm not going into my business plan with you on this podcast right now. Again, I told you that I started with, like, I woke up and chose violence. I'm going to back away from that particular conversation because it doesn't end well. But what I can say in this conversation is I just see a lot more. For me, it's traveling. It could be possibly working from a remote area and handling things where I don't have to be stationary at a home or wherever, because to me, it's no longer that's what success looks like.
And that's great. Like traveling remotely and doing things. So for example, currently, let's say there are positions that allows for you in corporate space for you to travel as much as you want to on your dime, on the company dime. You get to see all the places you want to see. You remote. You don't have to punch in to nobody clock. You get maybe get up, answer a few emails and stuff like that. Would that be defined as success for you? Or does it have to be your business?
That has to be mine.
Okay. I got it. And we're not choosing
the way his eyes like twitching, like keep your eyes straight.
I'm not going to keep them straight. I'm going to let them twitch. But all I'm saying is whatever steps you want to do. You've got my support, just like you've had my support with anything else. I am.
Don't know what you are what.
I don't know. I'm trying to make sure I phrase it correctly. I don't want to be a block for you if that's what you feel that I am.
So I don't feel like that you're, wait a minute. I don't feel like you're just a block for me. I feel like you're also a block for yourself. And you're probably the biggest block for yourself than you are for me. And it took me a while. Like, this is like a new revelation for me. Because I thought, like, dang, man, sometimes you don't move out of the way and we could be moving faster, but you kind of like put the brakes on certain things. Now I realize that you break yourself or keep yourself from greatness more than you could ever keep me from greatness. And the fact that you don't have a big dream to me is almost like shocking, or maybe it just makes sense. I don't even know. But I'm like to say, like, you're just floating here and almost wherever I gear us to go, then of course you will support it because you don't have a big dream. So success for you doesn't look a certain type of way. If it's just whatever we're doing today, then you feel successful. Then where's your happiness? Where's what Kevin wants? Like, you don't have this thing that's like, man, if I get that, then I'm gonna be truly happy. Or this is what I've always seen for myself. You're just like, whatever we doing is working.
You said something, Peter. You said happiness. What is my happiness? My happiness to see everybody, my family, finding their happiness. That's what makes me.
Right, but that shouldn't be your happiness. Like, your happiness shouldn't be relying on somebody else.
No.
Yes.
Why can't that be my happiness? So as a man, as a provider,
because you're putting that burden on somebody else. Like, what is your thing?
That if that's my happiness, is watching y'all upset. Be happy. There's no upset.
You are you doing all this. I'm just telling you.
No, I'm explaining myself, and I might be expressive, but I'm not upset.
Well, so when you do this,
it means nothing. I'm being expressive.
You don't got jump.
I do what I need to do to be expressive. Actually hear what I'm saying versus thinking someone's.
I hear you. I don't agree with you.
Got it. You don't agree with me. Maybe that's part of the issue, is that you're not in agreement. I'm telling you what I'm saying. You can hear exactly what I'm saying, but you don't want to agree. You don't want to digest what I'm saying, and you want to make it be something more. Actually listen to what the hell I'm saying. That's my happiness. It isn't a facade. It isn't a joke.
So my happiness is traveling every other month somewhere. You just said I don't see myself wanting to travel ever.
That's not my happiness. That's your happiness.
But your happiness is my happiness, because you just said.
But if you want to travel every other month, then I'm happy that you want to do that. Kevin, even if we had that ability to do that, still wouldn't do it. I'm happy with 4 to 5 times a month, some local stuff, $1,000 something. That's happiness to me. We're living in that space. So for me, I'm cool with that. For you, you've now evolved. And you evolved from that from 2 weeks ago. And your evolution keeps evolving every 3 weeks. And I'm like, man, I can't keep up with this shit. Like, science can't even keep up with it. I'm trying my best.
I evolved from 2 weeks ago.
You just left the continent of Africa. I'm like, man, I want to retire there. That was a vision. I touched new ground.
There you go. Do you have a dream to retire in Africa?
I have a dream.
Is that a big dream for you?
But I wouldn't have found that dream if I didn't do what? Go to Africa first. So I had to see it first.
Oh, because I was, my answer was going to be follow my dream. So, I mean, okay, I'm glad you had a different answer. Right. So now there you go. Because that is a big dream. So one day I envision that I want to retire in South Africa, if that's what you want to do. Now, if you have that big dream, you start working towards that goal because you, like, that's what you think about all the time. I really want this for myself.
Yes, but that seems achievable to me. That don't seem like that's that far away. Once we make the right moves, put the right money into the right investments, it's like, all right, man, once there's enough money that's sustainable that we're still getting American money and living in South Africa, I'm with it. And if that's through entrepreneurship, if that's through retirement, whichever one achieves the goal, I'm with it. But that's my goal. If that's the 10-year
goal. Right, but now that's actually a goal. That's not what you said.
But you said you ain't coming with me.
I'm not going, no.
And I'm still telling you I'm going. So
which is fine, but that's your goal. So right. Like now you have a dream and you can say, hey, I have this big dream for myself, rather than saying I don't have dreams and whatever you like, I like. Now you actually can say, like, I have something, because it sounds crazy to me that you don't have a dream or a goal for yourself. So for you, it's going to be a level of success once you make it to South Africa and say, man, I made it over here. I am now a citizen.
I'm now a citizen of South Africa. I have property in South Africa. Yes. That will be that is my
so end now game. Right. So now that's an answer to the question.
That's my end game. Absolutely.
That's just not my vision. So
got it. And your vision is something, and we'll figure it out in 2 weeks, I guess.
You funny.
According to you, I'm not.
No, you're not comical, but I'm just saying. So, yes, I do change visions and I have big dreams and I go after those dreams. And once I like hit that, then I have a bigger dream. I think that's what most people do.
I think we've done it, or I've done it. I just needed to see what the next dream is. So if I'm looking around and my vision of success isn't the dope boy image no more, okay, then what is it? It's what I'm doing now. It's being able to spend time with my family, interact with my friends. Like, just those things to me is great. I'm not someone.
But that's success? Like,
yes, that's success to me. Why can't it be success?
I guess the question is, what's your vision of success?
What's my illusion of success?
I mean, I'm just asking that to people listening to the podcast. Because we just have very different views on that.
I think that's human. I think everybody has different views on what success is. I think there are some parents out there whose views of success with their kids is that, hey, my kid is alive, or my kid graduated from high school. And other people could be like, man, my kid is going to college, or they're going to be a doctor, they're going to be successful. I think it's just your level of what you think success is. And regardless of what it is, don't let nobody tell you that you shouldn't be proud of that level of success, unless there is no success there at all. This is just no movement. Like, there's some people right now who kids are in jail and they're happy that their kids isn't dead. So to them, that could be success. I'm just saying, just how you look at it.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. And I'm just looking at it from my point of view, but I get what you're saying. So we'll agree on that. Everybody's outlook is different.
Everybody's outlook is different. And I want you to achieve the level of success that you want to go for. And I know you, it's been defined that I'm a block. Get out your way. Make your moves. We just also discovered that your vision of success may not be my vision of success. So you can't.
Right. I think in most cases, like if people are in a relationship, they don't necessarily have the same vision of success. They may have, like, you know what I'm saying, some similar goals and some similar drive, but maybe their vision of success isn't always the same.
I'm with it.
And I'm not going to retire to South Africa, so. There's that.
It's a beautiful country. Why not? That is a great dream.
It is a great dream. I'm not going to knock that. It definitely is a great dream.
But you want me to be an entrepreneur. You want to sell out me for being in a 9-to-5 space. But I'm like, I want to retire in Africa. It ain't my dream.
And I think that's where you're wrong. I don't want you to be an entrepreneur. If you want to work a 9-to-5, be the best 9-to-5 worker that you could be. What I want you to do is, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, don't play and be an entrepreneur. Don't pretend that, hey, I'm gonna do this when it's cool to do it. Do it always. Like, just be full-time in it. If you don't want to do it, then just don't do it. That's all I'm saying. I just want you to pick a lane.
I don't know why I'm held to such harder standards than other entrepreneurs. They figure it out.
Because those entrepreneurs don't live with me.
Got it. So if you're an entrepreneur, don't live with her. So what else with this illusion of success? Look like you working.
No, your daughter just sent me. She got into North Carolina A&T, and she wanted to send it. I just looked at it right now. So
that's success. Just little girl. And gotten accepted into what, 20 colleges?
I don't know. I don't lost count. But she need a party every time she get an acceptance.
As parents, we should be like, man, we've done our part. That's accept. That's success. Hey, I got accepted into this. I got accepted into that. That's a goal for mine. Like, I got kicked out of college, and I want to do my success to make sure she doesn't get kicked out of college. My success is to make sure that all the things that prevented me from being able to complete college and block that journey, that I remove them out of her. And I think we both can share that one.
That is definitely a goal of mine, yes.
Ooh, we got two goals that we agreed on two things today.
Oh, my goodness.
What? We agree on a third one, boy. We go ahead and renew our vows. Damn it. Never mind. Vows are not renewed.
Either way, I'm happy that now you have a big dream. So if nothing else, we did accomplish that in a conversation. And I am happy to hear that you didn't want my smoke with the whole entrepreneur thing. So I'm gonna let it be what it is.
You just came out the door attacking.
I don't know what to tell you.
I can't even ask you simple questions, but you can just attack me. It's a challenge asking you what you're thinking. Don't come for me. I don't want to tell the people what I'm thinking. Golly.
My thoughts ain't everybody's business.
Got it. Got it. Understand.
Nonetheless, so we're excited. Next week, we get to go to Atlanta and be a part of, we're doing a podcast conference next week. So we're excited for that. That was a goal of mine. So, you know, I guess that could be like a little bit of success.
Do you have any goals at the podcast summit?
I'm hoping to just take away some tangible information that would help us build a better brand and learn more in podcasting is what I'm hoping for.
So you're investing money, you're going on this trip, we're pulling it off, and your thing is, I just want to gain something that makes us better. There's no real goal. It's just...
Yeah, no, that's... So, like, for instance, what I mean by that is, like, every time we go to a conference, there's one piece of information that I get to leave with that, like, just sits in my spirit, I guess you'll call it. And when I'm able to take that home, it somehow transitions the business for me. So I'm looking for that piece. I can't tell you what it is or, like, who will give it to me, but every conference I've ever been to, it's been some piece of advice, some person that says something, and implementing the information that I get has truly helped me grow as an entrepreneur and a person in business.
I got it. So you're hoping, you're looking for something that allows you to grow. Got it. What action item are you looking to accomplish through this process, going to this event? Or are you, do you even have an action item?
I don't have an action item right now.
Got it.
Do you have an action item?
My action item is to try to find different people podcasts that we can be on. If we're going to a podcast summit, sharing some information, actually locking down dates. Shout out to Lou with This, That, and the Other podcast, because the one thing he does do is that when he sets up somebody for a date, he got his calendar out. He's looking and say, hey, man, I got availability here. Let's go ahead and lock it in. Like, he locks that in that one moment and exchanges information. So that way it isn't even a guessing game. It ain't like, oh man, let me follow up with you later. Da, 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 da. So I'm looking to take that type of energy into this event and say, oh, you got a podcast? I got a podcast too. We could do it virtually. If you in the Central Florida area, maybe we can do it live, you know, studio live type deal that way. But I am hoping to be able to put Boss Fest in different areas, different counties, different states, just get on other people's shows and bring other people to this platform as well. That's my tangible action item.
And do you think that's something that you're going to accomplish?
I don't know. I'm not even going to say I'm an introverted person, because once I start talking to people, I think I'm fine. What I am is I don't feel comfortable speaking at times, and I don't ever want to feel like I'm pressing anyone. That's one feeling that I've always hated.
So let's say you get in the room and you tell somebody, hey, what about the podcast? And then they're like, yeah, I love to be on a podcast. So normally what I see you do is say, all right, like, I'll follow up with you later then.
That's typically what I do. I'll say, all right, I'll follow up with you later. And it's not really a real action plan of how I follow up. So what my plan is that, hey, I got my calendar out now. I got some availability on these Wednesdays. How does your schedule look? If they tell me they don't know, like, then my next step is like, all right, what about this? Let me get your contact information. Is it okay if I follow up with you next Monday by this time to figure something out? I'm going to call you, because I think I'd rather call somebody than try to text them. Text them almost seem like some desperate stuff, especially if I'm a male if I'm interacting with a female or something, it almost feel like it's almost like a thirst trap to me. But I want to start putting that foundation down so that way people expect it. Then I want to send a reminder, like, all right, I'm going to send you this reminder that, hey, we're going to speak on this day, long as that's cool. And that's something I picked up from the last podcast. I'm like, man, all right, let me implement it now. But that was a gem. That's my plan. That's my one action item. And I thought about it and I said, I'm going to do whatever I can to at least walk away with 5 guests. If I double that, then I'm going to feel extremely proud. But my goal is to say I booked 5 guests for the Boss Fest podcast for this year. That's my goal.
Okay. Cool. So we'll put some content out as we embark on our journey of the podcast summit and what we've learned. I can't wait to share that with you guys. But I think that's really all I got.
So thank y'all again for tuning in to the Boss Fest podcast. On the show, we give you the business with the real. Sometimes we give you the real, too real. I need counseling, so Donald, maybe reaching out for some sessions, because I don't know, every time I show my emotions, it's just, I don't know, it's getting beat up. So I need somebody I can talk to that when I speak, they ain't just hanging, tap my head off. So
he don't offer like free services. You got to pay for the service.
I got insurance.
Okay.
So with that being said, hope y'all enjoyed the show. Tune into another episode of the Boss Fest Podcast next week, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. I am Kevin.
And I'm Edwina.
We'll see you later. Peace.